Well, we want to talk about our vision this morning, especially for kids, for parents who are wondering, you know, their kids have been spending a lot of time screen time, more times inside, maybe not going outside. And we're going to try to figure out how this is affecting their vision. We have with us optometrist, doctor of optometry, Dr. Millicent Knight joining us. Good morning, Dr. Knight. How are you?
Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
I'm good. I'm a longtime wearer of glasses. Nearsightedness is what I've kind of dealt with all the time. And I always, that means you can see close but not far away, right? Is that how that works?
Yes, that's absolutely correct.
All right. And and it seems that there's a certain age when kids maybe start to get issues with that. Is it related to how they spend their time? Related to this, you have a survey out that talks about that. Tell me a little bit about what you've discovered.
We are finding that that's the case, and actually a recent study by the Global Myopia Awareness Coalition shows that 50% of parents are indicating that their children are now spending more than 4 hours a day using electronic devices, and that number is up from 18% prior to the pandemic.
And how is using those devices affecting your vision? What's happening?
Well, we think in part children are not flexing their eye muscles. They're not going outdoors anymore. They are using an unusual working distance. They're holding things closer, maybe 10 to 12 inches, where routinely when we're reading, conventionally, it's been about 16 inches. So that puts a lot of strain on the eyes. And then again, they're doing it for an extended period of time. And really, they need to take breaks. Even if it's after maybe 20 minutes or so of doing near point work, they need to take a break and look off at infinity. And one of the good ways to guarantee that that happens is to send the children outdoors.
Looking out to infinity sometimes becomes daydreaming to me. That's sort of just looking into the distance, right? But tell me a little, we have to kind of exercise our eye muscles in a sense?
We need to exercise our eye muscles. We need to flex the eye muscles so that our ability to converge, which is to pull images in, don't get taxed and the muscles don't fatigue. We need to remember to blink regularly so that we can continue to see clearly. And then we also know with childhood myopia, which, by the way, is increasing at a rapid rate, where 1 in 3 children are now affected. We believe that part of going outdoors is good for that vitamin D stimulation, which we believe secretes a hormone that prevents the eye from growing. And essentially, with those like you and I, or who are both nearsighted or who have myopia, we have a longer eye than the average person. So there are a number of reasons why you want to change the distance, the working distance, so that you don't fatigue the eye muscles, and you want to also get outdoors so that you can get the stimulation from the vitamin D.
Doctor, is any of this hereditary?
That's a really great question. If you or your spouse are genetically nearsighted and you have a biological child, the probability is pretty high that your child also will be nearsighted. So it's a good idea, a good practice to get the child in as early as possible for a comprehensive eye examination. So I generally recommend by age 5 or before kindergarten. And even if they're not nearsighted at that point, which I wasn't, it's good to get that data so that you can track it more regularly on an annual basis to see when it changes.
What are some of the things you might notice in your child's behavior? I know teachers are sometimes the first to kind of raise the flag of whether or not a child has vision issues.
It was my teacher, by the way. And that's so correct. So some of the things that parents will often say is that they've noticed that the child is squinting, and that's what I also see too. So if you notice that your child is squinting, particularly when they're looking at things at a distance, if they start to become a behavior problem at school, they're not focusing, they're not paying attention in the classroom, often it's because they can't see the whiteboard. So those are some things to pay attention to with children when they have a sudden change in behavior.
For me, it was the chalkboard. This is my age. I don't know, is this new technology and how we see things with screens? We've had some people talking also about the dry eye, in other words, the staring. There's sort of a thing that happens with the vision and the light. Is that also impacting kids too?
Absolutely, and it's interesting. Dry eye disease was never an issue with children. It was often more related to adults. But the fact that they're staring at these electronic devices for long, extended periods of time, as I said, 4 hours or more, they're not blinking regularly. And you really need to blink regularly to refresh your tear layer so that you have a good, like to say, refracting surface, but a good visual surface to look through. And we are noticing, that we are noticing some issues with children and their glands that support good, healthy tears starting to be affected.
Wow. Yeah, it's funny. You can stare at a screen and realize you're not blinking. We always expect, blinking sort of just a response, but sometimes there's maybe a different thing that's taking place with the lighted screen and whatnot. Let's talk, I guess, a little bit of what's the best way when you're finding an optometrist for that to work with kids, and sometimes how do kids even know what they're seeing, and how do you respond with how their vision works? How can you do that?
Well, it's really interesting. First of all, many parents during an eye examination, when they see the child not able to read the chart, will say to the child, "Why didn't you tell me you couldn't see?" And the child has no frame of reference because for them, everyone sees the same way. So one of the ways that the parents can educate themselves on myopia and any other eye condition is to go to www.allaboutvision.com/GMAC. Again, that's allaboutvision.com/GMAC for more information to learn more about myopia and other eye conditions.
Sounds good. Well, we appreciate your time this morning. We'll get the word out. And, of course, we have a lot of people who have not been on their regular schedule of visiting their doctors, main doctors, but also other folks for eyes, vision, dentists, things like that. We encourage them to kind of get back into that routine. We appreciate your time this morning, Dr. Knight. Thank you.